With their cutting-edge design, expert craftsmanship, and excellent breathability, Armour Horse boots provide unparalleled support and protection during every phase of competition. Whether you're tackling cross-country jumps or perfecting your dressage test, trust Armour to keep your horse feeling confident and performing at their best. Experience the difference with Armour. Shop online at shireasequestrian.com or visit your local tack store today.
You're listening to the USEA official podcast, which takes you behind the scenes of eventing, covering all the big events, professional tips and tricks, interviews, special guests, and the latest USEA eventing news.
Welcome to the USEA official podcast. Now, this time of year is always so much fun because the build-up to the USEA Intercollegiate Eventing Championship is well underway. But this year, we are going to have double the fun and double the excitement because running alongside the USEA Intercollegiate Eventing Championship, we have, for the first time ever, the USEA Interscholastic Eventing League Championship. Now, this is for riders from fifth grade through to 12th grade. So it's that stepping stone before they head into the intercollegiate championships. And it's such an exciting new addition to the championships. And with me, I have three very special guests to talk all things intercollegiate and interscholastic. Kate Boggan joins me, Molly Pellegrini and Kaylee Collett. Now, thank you all three of you for coming on, because it is a very exciting time of year with this new edition. But I just want to start with Kate, first of all, because you have had so much experience at the Intercollegiate Eventing Program. And I know many of our listeners will know a little bit about it because we have done podcasts on this before. However, there is a few people who aren't quite sure what it entails and what the program's about. Give us a little bit of an insight into what is the Intercollegiate Eventing Championship.
Sure. Well, I have been very lucky, I feel, to have been kind of with this program since its very beginnings. I was an intern for the USEA during my time as a college student in 2014, which was the year that the USEA board sat down and adopted the Intercollegiate Eventing League that was running as an unofficial collegiate eventing league. The competition format was kind of out there running on its own little kind of standalone basis, and then the USEA formally adopted the program. And so the real target of it was to kind of find a solution. The USEA had found that we were really seeing a drop in membership during those collegiate years, which is totally understandable. Like, you get going during classes and life kind of takes over, and it can be very challenging to continue eventing and competing. And so that was really the kind of driver behind adopting that program, was trying to find a way to continue to support those members during those years of their life where they were having to focus on not just competing, but upper level education as well. And it's a wonderful program. I myself was a collegiate competitor. We got the Texas A&M eventing team started, and it's just really so much fun. You know, it's a great way to introduce new people to the sport. We had a lot of riders from different disciplines who, you know, maybe they didn't make the NCAA equestrian team at school, so they had more of a hunter jumper background, and they got involved with us and did their first horse trials during their time as a collegiate intercollegiate rider. We had some people with more of a Western background, being in Texas, you know, it's kind of cowboy country, join our team, join our program, and do their first eventing horse trials. And it's open to riders of all levels. You'll see riders on a team from beginner novice all the way up through advanced. And it's a great way to just keep everyone involved, keep having fun, and really bring kind of that school spirit to the forefront of eventing.
I love how inclusive it is, because like you say, it's for people of all levels. and all abilities and different disciplines. It's great that you've got so many different people wanting to get involved, because that's what it's all about. But with our brand new championship this year, Molly, you're a board representative for both the intercollegiate and the interscholastic eventing. Tell us a little bit more about this brand new championship of the interscholastic eventing championship, because it's so exciting that there's an opportunity for these younger riders now.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think the whole idea was to get younger kids in the process of team building and team making, to be able to compete, you know, with each other in what is such an individual sport. And, you know, to also be able to look forward and say, where does riding take me after I graduate high school? And to be able to marry the two programs together, I think it's going to be so exciting for the young kids to look up to these collegiate kids. And they've read about this program, and they've, you know, as we'll, I'm sure we'll talk about, they've seen the Spirit Award winners, and you know, all of the camaraderie is really the benefit of both programs. And starting it younger just seemed to be the right fit for the USEA.
Now, talking of both programs there, Molly, what would be some of the key differences between the collegiate and the scholastic programs? Because other than the age difference, is there many differences?
Well, I think you have to work a little bit more specifically to put together a team or an affiliate, as we call them, for the younger kids, because it could be tied to a barn that you ride with. It could be tied to a specific trainer. It could be tied to, you know, some kids in your high school or your middle school. And so they have to kind of step out of their comfort zone a little bit more to find a team to put together. Whereas in collegiate, you know, it's just, it's a natural progression of, if you ride and you're at, you know, University of South Carolina, Aiken, you can find each other easier. You know, I think in this world with, you know, teenagers and young adolescents, it's all about shrinking your world to find your comfort zone. And I think that this helps these younger kids do it at an earlier age.
I think it's such a great opportunity for these younger riders to get involved. And like you say, find people of common interest to create that team, that club that they can send to these championships. Now, talking of common interest, Kate, how important is it whilst you're at college to be able to have this group of people that all have the same common interest that you can compete with? Because it can be a bit of a lonely time for some people, can't it?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I can say that having that collegiate team while I was at Texas A&M was just hugely impactful for me and my life and my time at school. It's honestly one of the highlights of my time as a college student. And just, I mean, like you were kind of saying, the natural progression of going to school, trying to find, you know, groups that you fit in with, people that you want to be friends with. And I mean, it was wonderful because we wound up with these amazing, you know, like-minded people that were diehard horse obsessed kids. And some of them were eventers, and some of them maybe hadn't heard of eventing before, but still wanted to find a way to have horses involved during their college years. And then a lot of us wound up moving out to the same boarding barns. So you got that great camaraderie when you were out after classes taking care of your horse, like all your teammates were there taking care of their horses. And it was just, it really became our, you know, your social circle during your time as a student there. And many of those people are still my friends, you know, some of my best friends to this day. Like, I live in Aiken, South Carolina now, but I have, you know, three girls on speed dial on my phone that were all on the team with me, and they're who I call regularly and catch up with and chat with, you know, the most out of all my friends from college.
It's so lovely that you've been able to create that lifelong friendship from something like this. And I assume, do a lot of the colleges have barns where you ride at, or do you keep your horses all in different places?
For us at Texas A&M, I mean, Texas A&M has an incredible equine program there. And so there are like facility, like university barns. Those were not open to us to board at. So we were just boarding at like local boarding facilities. I know a couple of the collegiate programs do have university or college-owned facilities that the collegiate students get to board at. And that's one of the interesting things about the collegiate program is it's heavily hinged on how the individual schools recognize these collegiate programs and therefore have their own set of rules that those students have to operate under. Like at Texas A&M, we were just a student organization. Like we weren't recognized as a rec sport or as an official sport team or anything like that. We were just a student organization. So we had a specific set of rules on the university side that we had to follow in addition to, you know, the guidelines laid down by the USCA. So it varies from school to school.
One of those things that's really, like Kate said, kind of special about the program is that you're kind of able to make it whatever you want to make it at each university. So it's really spurred by the kids in a lot of the cases. They'll go and they'll go to their school and they'll find a way, say, hey, maybe I only have 1, 2, 3 kids at the school at event. They make their own club organization and they get it off the ground from there. Whereas we have some other schools that have full-fledged barns at their facilities. They provide the horses for the students. They have everything on campus and available there to them. Then we have other programs that maybe, hey, every kid is, there's small groups of kids at different program, at different trainers, different barns throughout the area, and they all come together to event. So it's something that, again, kind of like the IEL, same thing. You make it what you want to make it, and it makes it more flexible for anyone to be a part of it and everyone to be involved.
You're right. That flexibility is so unique because a lot of competitions and organizations are very rigid in what you need to be doing or what you have to do to be able to qualify to enter these things. I love that there is so much flexibility because it makes it open to anybody and so inclusive. And Kaylee, I know you've been a huge part of the organization of these championships. And one key thing we really want to highlight is how this is such a fantastic opportunity for the riders who are entering and competing in the interscholastic competition to be able to actually get involved with some of the collegiate riders and look at some of the different colleges that are on offer for when they do end up going to college.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Molly mentioned earlier, this is just such a fantastic opportunity for those younger kids in middle and high school to be able to really get in a setting where they can speak to other participants that are at the college level, speak to trainers, faculty, everyone that'll be on staff and kind of have something to dream towards, something to work towards as they're moving on to that college career after they're done with high school. So it's something that we've actually tried to kind of get off the ground at previous championships. And we've had some students in middle and high school that have actually traveled to the championships, even though they were not competing, to be able to walk around the barns, have conversations with those schools and kind of do a bit of a scouting opportunity. So marrying these two championships together was just so natural once we were able to get it off the ground because these things were already happening. And now we're just making it more official and more conjoint for them to be able to be there at the same time in the same place and really have some opportunities to mix and mingle. Stableview has been a fantastic partner as the hosts of this event, and they're doing so much to be able to get these kids to have the same setting and be at these Grays and Gays parties that they're going to host on Friday and Saturday night, really mingle and get to know each other. And I think it's just going to help both programs grow in the long term.
It's really lovely way that riders can, like you say, scout for their next step and actually really get a feel of what each college is like and what each school would be like if they went there. And this championship is obviously very new this year, the first time it's ever run the Interscholastic Championship. However, this is the 8th running of the Intercollegiate Championship. Now, Molly, how big do we think this championship's going to be this year? Because they're both running alongside each other and at that amazing venue of Stableview Aiken. It sounds like it's going to be mega.
Yeah, we just actually, entries just closed yesterday and, you know, Stableview had a cap of 400 entries, which we reached. And so I think the atmosphere is going to be amazing for all of these riders. And I mean, just super exciting. I was at Stableview a couple of weeks ago for another event. And I mean, the facilities are phenomenal. It's the people there are so welcoming and accommodating, and they want to do everything they can to support all of these riders. They always do with their events, but I think it's going to be a perfect time of year.
It sounds like it is going to be incredible. I wish I could go back a few years, fly over to America and be part of this, because this sounds like brilliant fun. But Kate, could you give us a bit of a breakdown of the actual competition over the weekend and what you get up to and when each phase takes place?
Sure. I'm going to be dating myself here a bit, but the last time I was actually physically at a championships was when I was competing in 2017. And I know the program has just grown in leaps and bounds since then, and it probably looks like a bit of a different beast than when I was there. But I mean, it does, the championship part of it, the actual competition side, runs like your traditional horse trial. All the scoring and stuff is done on the backside. So that's really nice in that it's easy for venues to fit that into their regular calendar. Like, it's not a whole massive thing where they're having to, you know, run separate divisions for the championship riders. But the great part is that, you know, typically the collegiate riders and then this year the interscholastic riders all get stabled together. So there's kind of a collegiate scholastic village there on site. The students go all out in terms of decorating and really owning their space. And, you know, you walk through the barn owls and you really feel like you're, you know, walking into the University of Kentucky or Randolph-Macon or Texas A&M. You know, it's quite the atmosphere. There is the parade of teams, the kind of like the opening ceremonies before the competition kicks off, where the different teams entered will, you know, be announced and paraded through the main ring and, you know, just really get that opportunity to show off their school spirit. And then depending on the venue, they'll have different activities planned that play into the spirit award, just play into the overall excitement and camaraderie of the weekend. And then I've been to venues where, you know, they've hosted little social get-togethers during the competition, different things like that. And then there's the, you know, the closing ceremonies, the award ceremonies at the end where they announce the winners of the championships and the spirit award recipients for that year. And it's all just, it really does feel like you're at a championship. You know, it's all quite done up very well. And it's exciting. It's an electric atmosphere to be in.
I was going to say, it feels like a mini Olympics with that like opening ceremony and the closing ceremony. And we talk teams because obviously it is a team competition. How many people are on a team? How many scores count?
You've got your team of four. Each team, each college or scholastic group can send as many teams as they want to the championship. And then you have your teams of four, three scores count, so you get one drop score. And there is a coefficient system that allows the scoring through the different levels. So like I said earlier, you can have a beginner novice rider, a novice rider, a training level rider, and an advanced rider all on the same team. Of four. And so then those coefficients are applied to their scores to kind of even out the account for the difficulty of the level and make it a little more of an even playing field for everyone.
I like that you can all ride at your own level, but be part of the same team. Again, it's going back to that flexibility. It's not like anything I've ever heard of before. It's a really inclusive championships, which is great. But I know that there is a lot of atmosphere at championships like this. It is a buzzy, buzzy place, as you can imagine. What's that feeling like as a rider, Kate, when there is that much atmosphere? Because I can't imagine you would have ever been to a place with that much atmosphere prior to this.
I certainly had not. I think depending on where you are geographically in the country, you may have been to some competitions like this before. If you been to AECs, you definitely experience that kind of electric atmosphere. But for a lot of these collegiate riders, this is some of the first time they're ever getting to compete at a championship like this in an environment like this. And I'm sure that'll be the case for our scholastic riders too. And just, I remember personally, like being out on cross country, and at every point of my cross country course, some of my teammates were out there cheering for me. And then we had a huge group of them down towards the finish line. So like when you know, you're already on that adrenaline high from running cross country and you already like have that huge sense of accomplishment and relief when you cross the finish line. But then to add on top of that, having you know, a group of 10, 20 people and their parents like cheering you on. It's really incredible. And it really makes you feel like a superstar. You know, you get to be like the Boyd Martin for the day, running on course and having kind of your group of fans cheering you on at every section. And it's really awesome.
We've been super lucky too, that over the years, all of the college teams have gotten to the point where they're supporting each other too. So it's not just your Texas A&M girls that are standing at the finish line. It's teammates from UK. It's teammates from Auburn. Even some of the kids that will come and they'll compete individually. So like if we have a school that only has one rider that's able to come to championships, every school around them rallies around them and ends up being their supporters just as much as they are for their fellow teammates. So it's just created such a special group of people and such a special environment for these kids to be in. Everyone's cheering for everyone. It's not just that you want your team to win. It's that you want everyone in the program to succeed.
Well, and that's what I would say too. I think it's a really unique atmosphere because, you know, for example, Texas A&M may have four teams representing their university. So those each individual teams are fighting to win for themselves, but really it's about the bigger for their university and the other schools too. I mean, it's really about lifting everybody up. And I think it's a really positive atmosphere.
I get goosebumps listening to all that. It's amazing. I could just picture what it would be like having all those people cheering for you and creating that positivity. It's such a fantastic championship. But what also makes it so unique is the Spirit Award that I know a lot of colleges and now schools will get behind because it is such a big part of the championships. Now, Molly, tell us a little bit about the Spirit Award, because this year it seems to have leveled up compared to other years. And on other years, it was a big thing.
Well, I think it's probably the most talked about part of championships. And I think it's what's going to be super exciting for the interscholastic riders as well. And I do think, I mean, I liken it to when I was younger and I would go to like cheer camps during the summer. And I mean, that's all you cared about was getting the Spirit Award because it meant you all were working together as a team. I mean, and it's sportsmanship, it's decorations, it's how loud you support each other, horsemanship. It is all of the components of you know, being a good teammate. But everybody pulling together to show your pride in your university and your pride in your horses. And it's super exciting and fun to be around.
It does sound incredible because it's broken down into five sections this year. You've got the barn decorating contest, the hobby horse contest, the mechanical bull riding contest, the pavilion window decorating contest, and then obviously that overall Spirit Award. That is a lot going on. Now, Kate, do you prepare for things like this when you were at college? Do you actually plan and practice, let's say, hobby horse jumping? Because I could tell you now, if I had to try and jump a fence with two legs on a hobby horse, it'd be carnage.
Yeah. The hobby horse contest is new for this year. So that wasn't something that I ever personally had to prepare for. And I'm a little thankful because like you, I would come out with some serious injuries, I'm sure. I'm not coordinated on my own 2 feet. But yeah, I mean, when I went to the championships as a rider, like our team, our Texas A&M, we went in with the goal of winning the Spirit Award. We were like, we're not sure how we're going to fare in the actual competition side of things, but like, we are coming home with the Spirit Award. No questions asked. That is happening. And it did. So we were pretty proud of that. And I mean, we had overall painting parties. We did like, we had so much going on before championships to really make sure that we were prepared for that aspect of it. It was pretty great. And I hope those riders are practicing for their hobby horsing this year. That's going to be fun.
I've already gotten word from a few teams that we've been speaking to that they have had practice days and or practice sessions throughout the last couple of weeks to figure out who their representative is going to be, because at the end of the day, they only can send one or two representatives from their team for each of those, the mechanical bull and the hobby horse. So they're doing practice sessions. They're also getting together to do a lot of decorating and painting. I heard from UK that they, this is something that they do every year, but there's a horse trail called Fence that's in the lead up to the event that they use as their practice for their spirit chants, for their barn decorating. They bring all the stops out so that they can have like a dry run of it before they come to the official championship. So the programs that have been in a part of it for a while are getting coy to the fact that they can really do it up and have some like experience before they get on site. So I think it's just going to be really cool to see IEL, especially first year, kind of what stops they bring out, and then over the years, how it's going to grow with each of the championships.
I love the commitment to it. It is a true commitment. And like you said, it's going to be really exciting to see what the IEL bring out this year, because it's their first year. You know, have they taken inspiration from watching some of the colleges, see what they're going to bring forward? But Kaylee, how do you even judge the Spirit Award? Who judges it and how do you judge it? Because I can imagine it's quite a difficult thing to judge.
Yeah, absolutely. So each year at the championship, the Spirit Award is presented by the organizing team, by the host venue. So Stableview will be in charge of it. So it's an unbiased opinion. I don't have anything to do with the judging, nor do any of the people on this call. And that's purely because we want some people that are involved on the ground, understanding how everything's going and kind of having a secret eye on how things are going. So Stableview has elected a small group that's going to be helping with that judging for each thing. So obviously the Hobby Horse and Mechanical Bull, there's going to be a clear winner. It's going to be Hobby Horses based on keeping the poles up and how quickly you can go around the course. And then Mechanical Bull Riding, obviously how long you can stay on that Mechanical Bull. So those components will have clear winners. But the barn decorating, the pavilion windows, and the overall spirit and sportsmanship, those are going to be a little bit more intangible to look at. So we're going to have people, again, unidentified people on the Stableview team that are going to be kind of peering around and being the eyes on the wall sort of situation throughout the weekend to see how everything's going. They'll do walkthroughs in the barns. They'll look through those pavilions. And then they'll also just be around saying, hey, how are these teams treating the volunteers that are on site? How are they conversing with each other? Are they really going out of their way to support the other teammates or the other schools that are in participation? So it's really something that takes the entire weekend to find a clear winner, but each small component adds up to the eventual champion that's going to be crowned on Sunday.
I think it's fantastic that something like this gets rewarded, you know, that spirit, that camaraderie, because we talk about it a lot in eventing and we are very lucky that our sport naturally has that. But I think it is something that really should be highlighted, and you are highlighting it in such a fantastic way from such a young age as well for these competitors.
Yeah, and we're super excited too this year that Stableview has stepped up and they've actually purchased perpetual trophies for both the intercollegiate and interscholastic programs. So we're going to have really beautiful trophies to present to the Spirit Award winners this year, as well as some pretty large pennant banners that are going to be sent home with each champion that they can display at their school, at their barn, wherever, so that whenever someone walks into that facility, they know that these kids take their sportsmanship and their spirit very seriously.
Because there are some fantastic prizes on offer. You mentioned there for the Spirit Award, but actually for the competition, the sponsors you have are phenomenal. You could walk out. You probably need to hire another lorry or trailer to get all your prizes home if you do well.
Yeah, we do. I mean, again, the sponsors that we have supporting us, Bait Saddles, Horse and Country, Carrots, None Finer, Sidelines Magazine, U.S. Equestrian, We Ride Together, World Equestrian Brands, and obviously the USEA have just stepped up so much to support these kids. I mean, it is a laundry list of prizes that I am actually going to the office tomorrow to pack and ship down to Stableview. So it's going to be so much fun just to present all of this to them and just see the look on their face when they get to go home with armfuls of prizes to take home to their horses.
They have to take the wheelbarrow down to the presentation area to be able to ship it all back to the stables. But
park the trailer right next to the ring, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Just load it straight into there, directly in there. It'll be great. Molly, is there any particular teams that normally do really well at these championships or in the Spirit Award that we should keep an eye on?
Well, I think University of Kentucky probably has a strong reputation. They won it last year and in great fashion and form. And, you know, I think the South Carolina, both University of South Carolina and South Carolina Aiken should be looked out for because they're local and hometown favorites. But I mean, you know, we're really looking forward to seeing what all of the teams bring and the first timers as well. So I think it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting that you say with the first timers coming in and seeing what they could bring, because who knows, they may even upstage some of the colleges with their Spirit Award and with their decorations. So yeah, that's really exciting.
Yes, we hope so.
We have some very excited interscholastic teams. I know Go With It Farm down in Georgia. I have been on constant emails with them about everything they're planning, and they've been super active in the team challenges. So definitely keep an eye out for them in the IEL. But I think you'll be surprised how much they bring out, like the IEL teams. They're new, but they're going to take out all the stops to make it happen.
They're starting with a bang, which we love. But, you know, they start like this. Who knows what next year is going to be? It's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, Kate, we mentioned that you've obviously graduated, but you've had a lot of experience in the intercollegiate championships. What have you taken from these intercollegiate competitions that you have then taken with you into adulthood and then leaving college and into work life?
That's a great question. And I would honestly say that my time as an intercollegiate rider and everything that I, you know, kind of learned during that period of my life was when opportunities are laid at your feet, you gotta jump in. You gotta, you know, take the bull by the horns, for lack of a better word, and just go for it. And that's what happened with my job here in Aiken. Like, out of the blue, really, this opportunity came up, and I'd lived in Texas all my life, and I still claim to be a, you know, born and bred Texas girl, but I was super excited about the opportunity to come to Aiken, and so I did it. And it's been just one of the best decisions I've ever made. And I think really my time as an intercollegiate rider kind of gave me that confidence and gave me that you know, background to know that I could do those kinds of things. And really just, I mean, like I think about when I think about when we got the team going there in Texas and the championships were in Virginia, and we were like, yeah, we're, you know, gonna send 8 college age students all the way up to Virginia to compete. Like, we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna, you know, go through the logistics and plan the trailers, and we don't know how we're going to make it happen, but we're going to make it happen. And just kind of that drive and determination to accomplish your goals, I think was really instilled in me during that time as a collegiate rider.
These championships are so much more than just championships that you ride at, aren't they? They just bring so much to your college and hopefully now school experience that you can take on with you throughout the years. Now, I'm going to probably ask the hardest question of this podcast so far to all of you. What are you most looking forward to about the weekend? Kate, you can go first.
Oh, no. All right. I am most looking forward to, I'm most looking forward to seeing the interscholastic riders and the intercollegiate riders get to network. Because I know the intercollegiate program. I know how dedicated and awesome those students are. And I know they're just going to embrace those interscholastic riders and really rise to that kind of mentorship opportunity that we've put in front of them. And it's going to be great. I mean, I really feel like this is just a natural combination of the two programs and is really going to yield some incredible results.
Molly, what's your favorite moment going to be, do you think?
Well, I'm of course excited for the Spirit Award, but I do think watching the younger riders, the interscholastic ones, just, you know, eyes wide open and kind of in awe of the collegiate riders. I think that's going to be, you know, the highlight. You know, my daughter grew up in Pony Club, and that was the kind of atmosphere that we had at Pony Club rallies. And I mean, just these kids, 6th, 7th, 8th graders, you know, banding together and getting to soak all of the atmosphere in. I think it's going to be super exciting.
Absolutely love that. Kaylee, what do you think you're most looking forward to?
You know, it's so hard to pick one thing because as my colleague Megan coined a couple of years ago, this is really the happiest horse trials in the country. And it is just the whole weekend start to finish is so special and so much fun. But I think probably what I would say I'm most looking forward to is the closing ceremonies. And it's kind of cliche, but honestly, those kids the same energy they bring into that opening ceremony, they bring into the closing ceremony. Usually you can hear them parading from the barns like 10 minutes before they even get into eyesight. They come all the stops, all out, and they just support each other so much. I can't emphasize that enough. Like last year when the University of South Carolina Aiken won, they're a small school. They only sent five kids to the championship last year. They had one team and that team won the entire thing. And University of Georgia's team of over 20 students surrounded them to make a tunnel for them to break through when their names were announced as the champions. Like, it is just so special. And that, you can't replicate that feeling, those chills that you get, that excitement. It's just so special and so magical. So I can't wait for the whole event. Again, all the months of playing that we've had and all the excitement that we've been building up to, that day, that moment is what makes it all worth it.
It really does sound like the happiest event in the world. It just sounds like there's so much fun, laughter, camaraderie, and that's what it's all about. Molly, Kate, Kaylee, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking a little bit about these championships with me.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes. It's been so great to have you on. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And we hope you are just as excited as we are for the USEA Intercollegiate and Interscholastic Eventing Championships.
Thanks for listening to the USEA official podcast. If you have any suggestions or feedback, then we would love to hear from you. Get in touch through any of our social media platforms at US Eventing, and don't forget to subscribe on your preferred podcast platform to make sure you don't miss an episode.